96.3 WHUR. That's new music, Tiana Major 9.
That's a jam.
That is a summer jam right there. Think about you.
Yes.
And all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
All right, so we got to say happy birthday to our late Lisa Lopes, or Lopez, as many, you know,
Lefta.
We say it. Yes.
Lefta.
She, you know, it was her birthday today. Andre 3000.
All right.
Happy birthday. Jada Kiss.
Three stacks.
Jada Kiss. Both 45 today. Interesting. And then Todd Bridges, 55 today.
So what you talking about, Mark? I didn't say it right. What you talking about, Mark?
There we go.
Right. What you talking about?
Right. There
okay,
it is.
There we go.
Thank you, Sean J.
Well, not trying to be funny. Well, 2 Chainz might be on the doors of 2 Chainz restaurant in Atlanta.
What?
It was closed because of the
oh,
it was
padlock.
Shut down.
Okay.
Shut down because the police said he violated the COVID-19 guidelines.
You can't have that many people in your restaurant. I don't think you're supposed to be sitting down at restaurants even
Well,
yet.
You know, Chainz is going to, I guess he'll make it right. We're in Atlanta, go to Escobar. That's his restaurant.
Okay.
Escobar.
I want to go to the Old Lady Gang. That's Candy's restaurant.
Really? The Old Lady Gang.
The
like
Old Lady.
That.
Old Lady Gang? Okay.
Well, we both did something. We hopped on HBO Max today and we watched the documentary. It just came out today on the record.
Right.
And it basically focuses on Drew Dixon.
Daughter of former mayor Sharon Pratt Kelly, formerly Sharon Pratt Dixon.
Tied right here to DMV.
That's right.
And she talks about the situation with Russell Simmons. And not just Russell Simmons, but also with L.A.
Yeah, but she alleges that she was raped by Russell Simmons. So
yeah.
Very heavy stuff. It's very empowering to hear her add her voice to the Me Too movement.
And a very well done documentary. And I will say this, just an opinion. You know, Oprah hopped off because of the smoke, and I think because of her relationship with Russell Simmons.
Okay.
But I think she probably should have hopped on this one and hopped off the Michael Jackson one. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it was well done. I think it really, it is what it is. And I just was, I thought it was, for women especially, you heard a point of view that you don't hear that often.
Some 20 women have accused Russell Simmons of rape. He hasn't been charged with anything, but, 20 women, including Drew Dixon, who was a very promising record executive, but she just left the business. It was just too much, she said, to go on.
And you know what? Being in the radio business at the same time as this was going on, I hate to say it, but entertainment in general is very much a misogynistic place and a very tough place for women. And I salute all the women who are in it because
Absolutely.
I've personally witnessed situations that are just not right. And so now this isn't necessarily entertainment, but there's a 5 o'clock press conference with Hoagie.
Oh, yes. Please call that man, Governor Larry Hogan. Basically, he's saying that Maryland looks like it's ready to start to end that phase one. And with the exception of Montgomery County and Prince George's County, things could start getting back to normal by the end of this week. We'll have to wait and see. Of course, restrictions still in place.
That is AMPM Entertainment Report. I am Mark Clark.